Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is Budget Day, a day when the financial boffins crunch the numbers. And I'm joined by one such boffin who's going to explain it all, Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie. Thanks so much for coming in. You were in the area.
I am in the area this morning, yes. I'm Joe Manute University, having a chat with the students' union today.
Okay, what's that about?
About personal finance and how to plan before they make any mistakes. Hopefully they haven't made any yet.
Okay.
So yeah, basic financial planning for people leaving college and how to manage their money during college as well. So,
what a great idea.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah.
Has this been going on a while?
Yeah, we get asked into various colleges, and actually a lot of students will for kind of transition year, so well before they leave school. This really should be on the curriculum though, so I think personal finance should be there anyway in schools.
Yeah.
So yeah, we love getting invited in and love talking to students, trying to help them on their way before they, like I said, hopefully make any major mistakes.
What is the biggest mistake they make?
Debt. Yeah, getting a credit card.
Right.
Excuse me, getting a credit card or getting into some type of personal debt too early. It tends to be the big one, especially if they make a mistake, Jennifer, on they don't pay a loan back quick enough or they miss a payment. They're going to end up with bad credit, and then they mightn't get that the car starting off, or they might get that company loan, they're going to go out in business on their own. So it's trying to get them to make sure they don't make those mistakes that will really impact kind of 5 years after leaving college.
Gotcha.
So
it's
debt.
That
has to be the biggest one. Yeah.
Okay, good on you. Obviously, budget day today, and just with regards to students, there's been a reduction in college fees at least?
Yeah, there has. Yeah, it's been a big reduction in college fees. So it's looking like €500 with another kind of additional one for this year. So over €1,000 for this year for students, which is great. They're going to get it before Christmas as well, and then going forward looks like it's going to be reduced by €500 or so. Big moves here as well from the government to make it easier for people that are on maybe incomes of under say 60-odd K that are going to get more help when it comes to college fees as well, and they should be paying more than kind of 16 to 1800 quid a year is what they're looking at. All that detail will be kind of out later on today, but yeah, good news for students. I think this budget overall is something that's been needed for years, and people have been calling on help for students, help for renters, help for home buyers, help for, you know, health. So help for health. So there's loads of things really coming towards people this year, which is great.
You seem quite positive about this budget.
I am positive about the budget, and not positive about where we are with the cost of living. Yeah, so I think it's a kind of balance, trying to find the balance between the two of them. But yeah, I think it's great that all this is happening. And look, and the government, when they're trying to manage the purse strings, I suppose it's a good idea to be giving the money out now when people really, really, really need it. But then some commentators will say that we shouldn't have got that far. Should have been there before that, it would have been a bit easier. But it's always, you're never going to win with a budget. You're never going to get, you know, 100% of the people happy.
No.
But hopefully this budget is sending money in the right directions, which it looks like it is for the first time in a long time, in my opinion.
Let's talk about that, because the one thing that struck me yesterday, they were talking about free school books for kids.
Yeah, free school books for kids, yeah. So looks like that's coming in from 2023. I don't think it's going to be in for this year. Obviously, the kids have started going back to school already. So in 2023, school books will be free going forward, which is, again, a great move.
Yeah.
Probably should have happened before.
It happens in the UK all the time. Yeah, I had a caller on my show just last week, and I was kind of blown away, because even though I'm married to an Englishman, half Italian, he never mentioned this. I think they just took it for granted.
Yeah.
But this woman on the show was saying, oh, I moved down from Belfast and sure, everything is free up
everything
there.
Is
you
free,
know,
yeah.
The schooling, the books, everything.
Well,
like, what?
Especially health in the UK compared to here. There's loads of movement, health and fairness in this budget as well. But we're getting a little bit more aligned. You'll hear a lot in this budget as well with the commentary that we're now aligning ourselves to other European countries, which again is a long time coming. Great, that's here.
Okay, some good news for renters.
Yeah, renters are going to get a tax credit of €500 each. So that's good news again. You're going to put it through in your tax form at the end of the year. Big fear here is that it might be wiped out by a landlord increase. So, but again, it's hard for the government to balance. You know, maybe it should have been brought in with a rent freeze. I know some of the opposition parties have been calling for that. I think that would make sense. You're nodding as if to say, yeah, that would make sense too. And it kind of would, but they haven't done that. So it's a rent credit. And if two people are renting, you both get it, which is great. So it's not just per accommodation. But it looks at things, again, the devil will be in the detail later on. But yeah, good. It's good news.
Can we talk about childcare costs for a second? Is there any good news there? Because that was, obviously, yesterday we were talking on the show about the waiting list for creches being up to 2 years. But I'm hearing childcare costs will be reduced by 25%. I mean, that is huge news and much needed. How will that work?
It's probably going to be directly to the creche, and the creche in this instance will have to be registered as well. So if you have a child minor coming to the house, you're not going to get this. So it's going to be in the instance where you have a creche, you go to the creche, and the creche is forming part of the scheme. It will be done directly with them, we think. Maybe done with a tax credit. I don't think so. I think it's going to be done directly with the creches. So they'll be made the payment. Again, the government, in fairness, I understand where they're coming from here. They couldn't go too far on this because they would have feared that people that don't currently send their kids to creche, if it was too much of an incentive, they may, and they might create a bigger backlog for people trying to get into creche, as you mentioned when we started talking about
it. So that was well thought out.
Yeah, that was well thought out. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
In fairness, they don't want to make it worse. They're trying to help people that need it, that are already in creches, but if they had made it, say, $6,000, you'd find people saying, well, let's cancel a child money, let's get the kids into creche. It's a hard one to balance off, but I think they've done a good job with that one.
Okay. Interestingly, a couple of weeks after there was a child in the Dáil, she had her child. They're like, we need to sort out these crash phase. We don't have any more babies. Yeah. We have enough babies in the Dáil. Thank you very much. There will be more credit given to us on our electricity bills.
There's going to be a payment, pretty much like the previous payment made towards electricity bills. It's looking like it's going to be two payments before the end of the year, which is great. And as well as that, in this budget, that's going to be about €600 split over two to three bills, which is, look, my big problem with this is a lot of people that don't need that, Jennifer, and they're getting it. So it's kind of a blanket. The government would say it's very hard to get these things out into the public domain, but kind of having them means tested. By the time they do it, I'll take too long. But maybe just go to the energy providers and find out who's defaulting and who can't pay their bills and just write a cheque towards that. But look, there's always going to be kind of a positive and a negative against everything they do here. It's going to be very hard. But look, everyone's going to get that up to nearly €600 split over two or three bills before the end of the year. But interesting enough as well, the government has kept $1 billion aside from this budget as a kind of an extra emergency budget should have happened to go into kind of
next
year.
Whose mattress is that under?
Pascal's. Okay. Yeah, Pascal's sleeping on $1 billion.
Okay. Okay, so they're going to keep that under their mattress. I need to ask you, because Audrey mentioned driving down in the car, she mentioned something about IVF being subsidised.
Yes, they're going to subsidise IVF.
What's that about?
Aligning to most European countries, we're the only European country that doesn't have kind of help for people that are going through IVF. And again, it's one of these things that's being asked for a year. Stephen Donnelly's got it in, looks like the last minute. It's going to be there for people from next year. I mean, I think the average cost will be €4,000 to €8,000.
Yeah.
So it's going to be subsidised by the government now from next year, which I think is a great move.
Yeah.
And it will definitely help a lot of people out there. I think that's really good. I think that's a really good news story.
That's coming out from the
health side of it.
And it's kind of left field a bit as well, isn't it?
It is. But again, I think he's been trying to get this in for so many years now. Look, this government, as well as tackling the cost of living, they also have to try and tackle how people feel in general. You know, so like you said, that's a good feel factor. It's something that probably should have been in years ago. Like I said, this opening, this segment, like it's pretty much everything that's in this budget is what people have been calling for years. A couple of years away from election, you know, bit of a giveaway. But in a time that's really, really kind of depressing for a lot of people out there. So although it's what I would feel would be a really good budget, it's just probably not in the best time. So stuff like this, left field, make people feel good. Especially people that are going through IVF, because obviously it's horrendous enough as it is without having the financial pressures. I think this is a great move.
Absolutely. You think that the budget is a great time to sit down and do your own personal budget, isn't that right?
Or I do.
Or reach out to those you might think be struggling financially? How so?
Yeah. So number one, I think we're going to hear the word budget over and over again over the next couple of days. All the papers tomorrow, over the last couple of days as well, for next week. I think it's very important that people sit down and do their own household budget. And that's basically, go on to Google, get a template. There's one on our website if you want for free. Get a template, fill it in. And you're basically going to record your income coming in and your income going out, and you need to spend an hour or two just going over each line and seeing where you're spending money and can you get a better deal somewhere else. And although this budget I do think is really good, I think that most people out there will probably be able to save themselves more money if they give themselves that hour this week than what the government are going to do for you. So the government are trying to help everybody, which is obviously a massive task, but you could probably help yourself more than the government by sitting down, doing a personal budget, tracking what's coming in, what's going out, and seeing can you get better prices on home insurance, car insurance, the likes of your mortgage. If you have a mortgage, interest rates are going up rapidly. So if an interest rate increase happens, which is probably going to be another 1 to 1.5%, but the European Central Bank by the end of next year. That's going to wipe out nearly everything that you probably would have gotten this budget. So you're going nowhere. So you have to take ownership of your own personal finances. And especially, I think, if you're in a relationship where you have children, you know, because you have a household that so many people are relying on what you do with your money. So I think using this time to actually think about money a little bit more and saying, well, you know, let's forget about the government and what can we do for ourselves and how can we help ourselves out and how can we make sure we're getting the best bang for our buck. I mean, we all work extremely hard for our money, you know, so making sure that you give respect to that money once it hits your bank account is so important. Don't just rely on the government to give you a bit of a dig out on this budget doing yourself.
It's interesting because one thing I find with family and friends is we're notoriously bad at asking for help.
Yes.
And maybe now is the time, not asking for handouts, but yes, looking at your family and friends and community to go, well, maybe we can help each other
exactly
out with school drop-offs or school runs or minding kids and trying to alleviate the pressure and the burden on each other.
It's a great point. It doesn't have to be about money. I think what you're trying to do here is to see, can you, if you think somebody might be struggling financially or they've lost their job or, you know, the cost of living is really getting out of hand for them, maybe offering support before they have to ask for, because you're like, Irish people don't ask for help that often. And we don't like talk about money. So when you have this kind of cost of living crisis going on, as coupled with you mightn't be able to ask for help or you'd be too embarrassed to ask for help, is maybe having that thought provoking. So even putting in the WhatsApp group, the family WhatsApp group, anyone need any help? Can we help in any way? It doesn't always have to be financial. Like I said, it could be mine, one of the kids one day a week to relieve some creche fees or childminder fees or something like that. But yeah, I think, again, there's only so much the government can do. And I think a lot of people can help their own situation by talking about money a bit more. And then that might be even couples talk about money a bit more and just sitting down, have a look at what's coming in, what's going out, and asking for that bit of help before it gets too late as well. And there is loads of really good help out there. If you're struggling with money kind of financially with your debts, you've taken on too much debt over the last number of years, you've lost your job, go to MABS, the Money Advice Bureau Service. They're really, really good at helping you restructure your debt. And you know, it's not too ashamed if you have to go look for help from various charities as well that will help you along the way. So don't suffer
there's
in silence. Talk about it. There's loads
there's
of help out there.
There
is. And it's just about talking about it during this week in particular.
Absolutely. And that's why you're here. You're going to be in Maynooth College getting the ball rolling, chatting to the students. And they are very, very lucky. But if people out there who are listening to the show and listen to you now and want to get some advice and some tips, they can go to askpaul.ie.
Askpaul.ie on the website, and that's the Instagram page as well.
There we go. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.